Reaching Out Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God. We have again reached a new year, 2021. What a year 2020 has been. I don't believe anybody will ever forget that one. And I believe it was a wake-up call from God to his chosen and to the world that he means business, things that are on the horizon will come to pass, and we need to take God seriously. You can see how the sports figures have been taken down. You can see how God took care of the idols of the world. we can clearly see that God wants us in this new year to start looking towards Him, because I believe we are fast running out of time. God is soon going to make His appearing. But I also believe before He comes, there's going to be a great revival. For the Bible teaches a short work will the Lord do on this earth. He will cut it short in righteousness. It doesn't take long for God to reveal Himself to the world. Over the years, He's done it through His pastors and teachers and preachers. But now in the last days, He will pour out the Spirit upon all flesh. And even in the tribulation, He will have an angel flying through the heavens proclaiming the word of God. God is willing that none shall perish. He wants everyone to come to repentance because He knows the awful separation that's going to take place for those who don't know Christ. Because through Jesus Christ, we were made close to God again by His precious blood on that He shed for us on the cross. In the Garden of Eden, we were all separated because Adam and Eve chose to follow Satan. And since then, we were separated, dead in trespasses and sin. But then Jesus came along and brought us back into the fold again through Him shedding His blood, Him taking the blame for us. And for those of us who will turn to Him through repentance, will spend the rest of eternity with Him in glory. But for those who reject Him, it's going to be an awful eternal lake of fire where the smoke of their torment shall arise forever and ever. So today I'll teach on a message that will outline how things will come to pass for the believer who turns to Jesus. It's a good ending for us. It's a good ending, not only a good ending, but also a good beginning. Because our destination for those who turn to Jesus, our destinations are the eternal glories of God. So before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before You in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that You will open every heart that's listening today. For Lord God, we have been through some trying times. Let them see Your mercy and Your grace. I ask that You will open people's hearts to the truth of Scripture. I thank You for Your grace, and I ask You to anoint this message and bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. When one studies Scripture, the Lord always pleads with the unbeliever to come to repentance. Throughout the Old Testament, you can read through how the Lord pleaded with the Israelis. He pleads with the Gentile nations. He's asking them to turn to Him because He has goodness for them. The satanic rule that is out there is nothing but chaos and destruction, and the end thereof for everyone who follows Satan will be death. And I'm not talking about a physical death, I'm talking about a spiritual death that will last for the rest of eternity. The Bible teaches us that where their worm dieth not, and the smoke of their torment will arise forever and ever. They will be in a place of torment, forever conscious, forever being able to think and to see, and will not have any purpose and forever be separated from the only hope that exists. And that is God, the one that created the heavens and the earth, the one that has been forever and forever will be, the one where all eternity rests on. These people who reject God and the demonic realm and Satan will forever be separated in a lonely, hellish place that will last for the rest of eternity. So people need to look unto God. In Isaiah chapter 1 in verse 18, it tells us, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Now, we need to listen to the Creator of heaven and earth, the one that always has been and always will be. He comes down to our level and say, "Let us reason together. Listen to me. I have something for you to understand and to know. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as wool. They shall be clean." And how will he do that? Through his precious blood, through the sacrifice that he made on the cross for us. The Bible teaches us he became sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. It tells us in Isaiah chapter 1 in verse 16, "Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes, cease you from evil." Turn to Jesus. We need to do that as a start. And then the evil and the horrible things that we're into, there's going to be a check in our spirits when we do these things. God will make us aware of the evil that we're into. I remember before I was a Christian, there was no check except for the religious checks that I got because of the religious system that I was in that taught us to stay away from the evil. But when God puts a check there, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you will understand that he wants you to stop these things. You will not only put away those things from you when you are amongst people, but also when you're by yourself. See, when you grow up in a religious organization, you only try to keep from sinning when it's in front of other people. But when you belong to Christ, that's when God gives you that check in your spirit, even when you're by yourself. He tells you to put away the evil from you. Now listen to what will happen to those who turn to Christ. For those who turn to the blood of Jesus for salvation, something will happen to them in the very near future. If you do not pass on from this life, the Bible teaches there's going to be some people on this earth, a generation that will not see physical death, but they will be changed in a moment. Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 in verse 51. "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all die." That's talking about a physical death. "But we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." Listen to this. We shall be changed. Changed into what? The Lord Jesus Christ, when he rose from the grave, he had a changed body. He could eat. You could touch him. He could walk through walls. He could communicate with other people. They saw him physically, and they saw him going up into heaven. That is the type of body we will get when we will be changed. It says at the last trump, the trumpet shall sound, and we shall be changed. And it tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 in verse 53, "For this corruptible must put on incorruption. This mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory." When my physical body, this corruptible body, will be changed, when I'll put on their incorruption, when I will be changed, then the saying will come to pass. that says death is swallowed up in victory. We in Christ will die no more. No more funerals, no more separation, no more sickness, no more disease. Death is swallowed up in victory. And then it tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 in verse 55, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of the sin is law, is the law. The strength of sin is the law. This is what I want you to catch a hold of. What is the strength of death? The strength of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. It's not talking about a physical death here. It's talking about a spiritual death. And it says, death is brought on by sin, and sin is brought on by the law. The law that was written for us has made us aware of sin. And when we are in sin, and that will cause us to die spiritually. But something happened. I want you to pay close attention to what Colossians chapter 2 tells us in verse 13. And you, being dead in your sins and uncircumcision of your flesh, has he made alive together with him. He has forgiven you all trespasses. How did he do that? By blotting out the handwritings of the law that were against us, which were contrary to us. He took the law out of the way and nailed it to the cross. This is how God redeemed us. The accusation that was against us, that we were sinners, the law that said we are sinners, he took that law out of the way and nailed it to the cross. That's what the cross of Christ did. He nullified sin for the believer. He did it in the flesh of Jesus. The Lord God did it in the flesh of Jesus. He took upon himself the sin that we committed. He put upon him the law that said we were sinners, and took them out of the way and nailed to the cross. Now where there is no law, there is no sin. It is very easy and clear to understand. He took it out of the way and nailed it to the cross. What an awesome God we have. God is a good God, and he wants to make sure that we understand his forgiveness. It tells us in Romans chapter 7 in verse 24, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of this death? And it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be you steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So these are scriptures that I'm reading you to encourage you. Jesus took your sin upon himself. Jesus then tells you to bring this gospel to the rest of the world, because he says, your labor is not in vain. We will be rewarded immensely for the rest of eternity. So for those of you who are listening, I need you to pay attention. We see what's going on in the world. Everybody who does not understand or see these things must be either asleep or in denial. Jesus is warning us. Time is short. We need to do the work of the Lord. We need to make sure that we have Jesus in our hearts. And then once we know that we belong to him, we need to start proclaiming his gospel. For this is what it's all about. Bringing souls into the kingdom so that God can bring us to himself. So let the Lord open your heart and make you a blessing to those around you. Amen. When I look at what's happening in Canada and the United States, I'm still encouraged in my heart that all things will turn out good. Because of who I listened to over the years and what the Lord has implanted in my heart, I have listened to one preacher years ago who's going to be with the Lord. And he was into signs and wonders and healing of the people, and he was into the preaching the gospel. But he had a complaint to the Lord God one day as he came back from Africa. He said to the Lord, when we go to Africa or any of these third world country nations, we pray for the people and they get healed, regardless what their problem is. It seems like it doesn't matter who we pray for, the people just get healed. Lord, he said, I want to ask you, why is this not happening in North America? And the Lord God spoke to him very clearly. My best days for America are still ahead. Don't you think that I have forgotten America, who has sent many, many missionaries out to preach the gospel. And whenever there was an earthquake or some tragedy in some country, whose flag on which ship, what was the flag on the ships that brought aid and that brought hope to this nation? It was the ships of the flag of America. And he said, my days for America are not over. I have saved the best wine for last. And in those days, I listened to different preacher, but I, for some reason, felt in my spirit that God wants me to ponder that in my heart, because I respected that preacher. I know he wasn't going to tell a lie, and that preacher is in heaven already, and I'm sure he's looking down and cheering us on to pray for what lies on ahead. I believe that the Bible teaches us that the one world government is not going to be brought in by men. It's going to be brought in by God. And the way things are happening, from the Chinese, the Illuminati, all them, all those entities trying to bring the world into subjection, it's unbelievable of what we're here, of what we're seeing coming to the surface. But in the next few weeks, we will find out who and what the truth is. So I want you to be encouraged. God is not mocked. Satan is going to be pushed back, because he is out to steal, kill, and to destroy, and he is out to disrupt God's timetable. We're going to see yet an incredible outpouring of the Holy Spirit before the Antichrist will make his appearances on the scene. But before that can happen, the ones holding him back will be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with his spirit and the brightness of his coming. So take heart, all of those of you who are listening to this program. I believe we're going to have a good year ahead of us. Don't lose hope. Let the power of the Holy Spirit rest upon you. And let this season be a time where you get closer to the Lord. Because the Lord allows these things to happen. First, it's for a warning to us. Second, it's to bring us closer unto himself. Corrie ten Boom once made an interesting statement, and she was in the prison in the Nazi camps during World War II. She said, "Don't hold anything so tight that God has to wrench it from your hands, because he doesn't want you to be in idolatry." And I believe that is very good advice. And for those of you who are listening to this program, you need to pay attention to my website, to our website. It's www.reachingoutministries.com. That one cannot be censored. Even this program here, I've been warned they will censor it if I bring on too much controversy. But on our website, we can clearly teach and let you know what's happening. On YouTube, they could easily censor us. On Facebook, they have already censored us. So for those of you who have computers, go to reachingoutministries.com, and there you will find the messages from at least a year, the radio messages plus the church messages. So let the Lord open your heart to this and give you a good New Year's. I ask the Lord that he will bless you throughout the new year. In Jesus' name, amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. You can also reach us on the web at You can also reach us online at reachingoutministries.com. That's reachingoutministries.com.